This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Most of Hong Kong and other parts of southern China has ground to a near standstill as Super Typhoon Siola edged closer Friday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As the typhoon could make a landfall in parts of southern China, many workers were made to stay at home, and students saw the start of their school year postponed until next week. Hong Kong's stock market trading was suspended and more than 400 flights cancelled or delayed. The Hong Kong Observer forecast Siola would be closest to the financial hub on Friday night and Saturday morning, skirting within about 30 miles south of the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis arrived in Mongolia on Friday, a predominantly Buddhist country with just 1,450 Catholics that the Vatican hopes can act as a facilitator to improve difficult relations with China. Sitting in a wheelchair, Francis was pushed past rows of Mongolian guardsmen wearing blue and red uniforms and holding rifles after he left the plane. He exchanged handshakes with officials and Catholic leaders before entering a car and being driven away. The first event in the capital for Francis is on Saturday when he addresses government leaders and the diplomatic corps. Gabon's main opposition group, Alternates 2023, called on the international community on Friday to encourage the junta that overthrew President Ali Bongo to hand power back to civilians. Military officers seized power in a coup on Wednesday, minutes after an announcement that Bongo had secured a third term in an election. They placed him under house arrest and picked a general as transition leader. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's main opposition party called on Friday for nationwide protests in a rerun of elections that it said fraudulently handed President Emmerson Mnangagwa a second term in office. The appeal from the Citizens Coalition for Change came a day after Mnangagwa said the vote was valid and warned there would be a crackdown on anyone spreading chaos. Analysts have questioned the credibility of the elections, which were marred by arrests of vote monitors. On Friday, the opposition CCC called for protests in Zimbabwe's 10 provinces and asked activists to launch online campaigns and share evidence of voting malpractice. Releasing helium balloons and the use of thick shopping bags will be banned starting Friday in parts of Australia as state authorities there impose more restrictions on single-use plastic. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Research has shown that plastic balloons are a significant threat to seabirds, which can mistake them for food. There are also new bans in other parts of the country, including microbeads, found in personal care and cleaning products. Western Australia is restricting the use of polystyrene packaging, while South Australia is banning single-use bowls and plates starting Friday. The restrictions add to Australia's existing waste laws. In 2018, the Queensland government outlawed single-use lightweight plastic shopping bags. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
People in parts of the U.S. state of Florida have started cleaning up following this week's powerful hurricane. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Business owner Amy Feierstein says it was a little heart-wrenching to return to her business.
One of our buildings is gone. One of the other buildings is missing the wall. The front unit is, I don't think, savable, maybe. I'm not sure.
Hurricane Idalia made landfall Wednesday in Florida, raising homes and downing power poles. In Cedar Key, Andy Baer says he and a good number of residents decided to ride out the storm.
Cedar Key folks are a bunch of hardy souls.
Feierstein says she's not giving up.
It's going to take a little bit of time to rebuild, but we'll rebuild.
I'm Donna Warder.
German prosecutors said Friday they have charged a former SS guard, now 98 years old, for complicity in the killings of over 3,300 people at a Nazi concentration camp during World War II. The German man, unnamed by prosecutors, was an adolescent when he worked as an SS watchman at the camp between July 1943 and February 1945. A psychiatric assessment in October 2022 found that he's fit to stand trial. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.